This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan officials say a blast Monday at a football field in a southeastern province has killed three brothers and shattered a period of relative calm. This as the Taliban announced an end to a partial truce 2 days after signing a deal with Washington and told fighters to resume operations against Afghan security forces. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, and the governor of the province said he did not know who was behind the attack. Syrian government forces have recaptured the town of Sarakab on the highway between Damascus and Aleppo 1 day after Turkish fighter jets reportedly shot down 2 Syrian government warplanes. Damascus also claims it shot down 3 Turkish drones. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
The Syrian army said it had recaptured the town and the highway, which it lost to Turkish-backed rebels last week. Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV claimed that rebels continue to control the outskirts of Sarakab and that fighting has not ended. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told supporters Monday that Turkey has exacted a heavy toll on Syrian government forces. Erdogan claimed he was receiving numerous phone calls from world leaders, including German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, as well as a visit Monday from Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. Both Russia and Turkey confirmed that Erdogan would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Greek Coast Guard says a child died when a boat full of migrants headed to a Greek island capsized on Monday. The migrants were part of a wave trying to push through Greece's borders after Turkey declared the way was open for migrants and refugees to enter Europe. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. sportswear giant Nike.